Well, when you think about fishing around Branch County, one of the names that pops up all the time is the name of Bernie Behnke. And last year, they started this event. Didn't know how it was going to go, but it went over tremendously. And already, they're starting to fill the field for the second annual Bernie Behnke Scholarship Tournament. A guy who's helping put this on is Phil Smathers, our Fishing with Phil friend, on the line with us this morning. Give people a little background on Bernie and what impact he has had on the fishing world around here, Phil.
Well, Ken, his impact is incredible. When we call on these local, area, regional, and national sponsors to participate in this thing, as soon as we tell them that it's for Bernie Behnke and the scholarship effort, it's what do you want and when do you need it, Phil? I mean, his legacy is incredible. And, you know, for 50 years he was in the outdoor business. So we're just honored to be able to do this in his name.
Yeah, so many people read Bernie's column, Weekend Fisherman, around the area, not only the Daily Reporter here, but a lot of other regional papers and magazines around. And he was always the guy that would be showing up at the bait shops and talking fishing.
He really worked at it, and he loved the kids. He was so excited every year when we did our Bass and Lumen Take a Kid Fishing Day, and that was like the highlight of his year. And we're going to have some special things for the kids this year at his scholarship tournament too.
All right, so this is coming up on Sunday, August 18th. Now, it's not only a fishing tournament, but you've built into this a huge auction as well.
Well, that's the key in terms of the revenue where we generate the scholarship money. So we have raffles. We'll have approximately 60 items on the raffle tables. We'll have another 30 to 40 items in silent auction, and we have as many as a dozen live auction items. In fact, already at this point in the year, Ken, we have more merchandise that's been donated than we did last year.
Wow.
So this is really going to be incredible. We encourage the listeners to, if they don't care to participate in the fishing part of the event, certainly starting at 3 o'clock, when things get rocking and rolling with the raffles and the silent live auctions, we'd love to have them come participate. There'll be something here for everybody.
What are some of the highlighted items that people will be most interested in, do you think?
Well, sure. We have a Yamaha 2,000-watt generator that's really a dandy piece of equipment. We have a 10,000 BTU air conditioner. We have a number of signed jerseys from the Bassmaster Elite Pros, including Kevin Van Dam, Jonathan Van Dam, Mike Iaconelli, Gerald Swindle, and many, many more. We're going to have a special ladies table. We have a custom handmade quilt from Cindy Wilkins. We have rain suits. We have rod and reel combinations. We've got a crossbow, a muzzle loader. It just doesn't end, and the stuff is still coming in.
So. Wow. And understand what already, 44 paid teams in the field for the fishing tournament, too.
Correct. And we're anticipating an even larger field than we had last year. The payback will be 20% or one in every five entries. So that's pretty unprecedented. This is becoming, Ken, the premier bass tournament in the tri-state area, and we'll have teams from all three states participating, and we hope to get a lot more.
All right, so it all takes place, the headquarters at Lake Drive Marine, and that's where folks can still get the entry forms if they're interested in signing up for the tournament itself. Runs, sign up 5:30, meeting at 6:45, you'll be back in, and then around 3 is when the auctions will start then, right?
That's right, Ken. That's right. It'll be a real fun day, and we've got some incredible food that's been donated, and that will be available to the general public for a cash donation. Of course, it's free to the participants in the event, but that'll be a great part of this thing, too.
And you pay this back to the community then through scholarships, right?
Absolutely. We do this through the Branch Area Career Center, and last year we awarded four $1,000 scholarships, and Bernie even helped with the selection process in terms of the applicants. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. So again, it's Sunday, August 18th. Again, if you're not fishing, make sure you get out there for the auction portion of it and support this. Bernie, just a wonderful guy, was always willing to talk fishing whenever we gave him a buzz, and love to have as many folks out there as possible. Lake Drive Marine, Coldwater Lake, the second annual Bernie Behnke Scholarship Tournament, Sunday, August 18th. Phil, we'll stay in touch on this, all right?
Okay, Bernie was able to attend last year, and hopefully, God willing, he'll be able to come again this year. So people will touch base with him.
That'd be wonderful. Give him a big
hug.
Okay,
Ken.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks so much.
Phil Smathers, one of the directors of this event, happening on August 18th.